Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
I need something that's, you know, up to date. Pop culture, maybe some famous people, maybe a little B&E, you know?
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie. Still snowed in.
Still snowed in. John, this
is... It's been 47 weeks.
At least. Like, I had hair when we got snowed in. Now it's all falling out.
Golly. Since 1897.
I'm so old. And I am old. That's why I wanted to do this case, because it's out there for young people. I thought that after our last True Crime to Go focused on flatulence, the only next step was Taylor Swift.
I thought the next step would be that we just never recorded again, because we would be canceled or just too embarrassed to show our voices again in public.
I don't know if we can get canceled for that, but certainly the embarrassment is real. Already gotten some feedback, and it was a good time, but so is this.
So what are we talking about?
We're not talking about murder. We're not talking about cold cases. We're not talking about texting videos of flatulence. We are talking about today a trespassing charge for somebody that broke into the compound, if you will, of Travis Kelce trying to serve legal papers to Taylor Swift.
Dang. Okay. So on September 15th, I'm assuming of 2025, police in Leawood, Kansas were called to the home of Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. Is he, did he officially retire from football after this past season? Or?
No, not yet. I don't think he will. I don't think he'll go out like they did, but that's so just an opinion.
His brother, though, Jason?
Jason retired.
He did retire. He was a center.
2 years ago. Yep.
Really good offensive center. So according to court records and media reports, a man later identified as Justin Lee Fisher had jumped a fence and entered the property without permission. Inside the home at the time were Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, who were and are one of the most high-profile couples in the world. I really can't believe they're still together. I mean, can't believe he's not another album in her collection.
I mean, she's written some songs about him, but not the kind you want your kids to listen to.
So he ended up being arrested at the scene and charged with criminal trespassing.
It wasn't a burglary. This wasn't a crazy fan that was trying to get an autograph or a picture. And according to his attorney, this was not even an attempt to hurt anybody. Justin Lee Fisher, I mean, he has three names. Is he not a serial killer or an assassin?
Or at least from Tennessee.
He told the media that he was attempting to serve Taylor Swift legal documents, specifically a subpoena to appear in court. Now, in case you live under a rock or only on the recipes and cat videos of TikTok like John is.
I was going to say, I have no idea what this is.
You may be aware that Blake Lively is suing Justin Baldoni, who is also suing Blake Lively. It's an absolute mess.
Tit for tat. Tit for tat.
Taylor Swift is a very good friend of Blake Lively. So she's involved in this case as a witness, and she was being served a subpoena because she's going to have to testify.
Blake Lively has accused Justin Baldoni of sexual harassment and conducting a smear campaign against her following their work together on the film. Baldoni has denied the allegations, and the case has turned into a contentious legal fight, one that, according to reports, prompted Baldoni's legal team to attempt to depose Taylor Swift. So why, like, I know they're friends, but like, what would Taylor bring to the table?
Well, there were specific text messages that leaked just a week or two ago about when Taylor and Blake were texting about Justin. And so she was being informed of the situation, and she was talking to Blake Lively while this was going on. So she was hearing things directly as time went on instead of just all the retrospective accusations that are happening. She's obviously one of the most heavily protected public figures in the world right now. She has private security, controlled access to every place she goes, all of the things. And Fisher said that this was just him trying to get his job done. He was supposed to deliver the subpoena, and he was going to do it. He couldn't get to her any other way besides jumping the fence.
Yeah, there's a distinction between, you know, doing this the right way and the legal right way versus, you know, trespassing. And that's unfortunately what we see here. You know, you could do this a variety of different ways. I would imagine none of them are going to be easy. Taylor Swift's not just going to, first off, it's a compound. You can't just walk up to her door or his door. You're going to have to get access to a gate, have them come out, or have a servant come out.
Yeah, I guess you have to hand it to her. That's the legal piece. But maybe you get law enforcement to go with you. I don't know. There's got to be a way. So,
but jumping a fence is not one of the legal options that you have. So his arrest was probably, it was legal. It was an illegal arrest.
He was initially charged with criminal trespassing, but in the weeks that followed, prosecutors made a decision that some people don't agree with, given the I don't know, how famous the people were inside this compound. Rather than pushing the case toward trial, Fisher was offered a diversion agreement. You ever had a diversion agreement?
I've not personally had one, but I've seen it many times. It's basically like, we're not going to pursue this, but it's almost like probation, but not really.
The criminal charge was dismissed, but Fisher must not violate any more laws or else this charge could come back. He also was not able to have any contact with Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, or anybody else related in the lawsuit, and he had to pay a $1,000 diversion fee. So tell me how paying $1,000 to get out of legal trouble is anything but a bribe.
I mean, I would just pay that's a lot of money for anybody but Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
They need to, they could lose that money and never even realize
it. Oh my goodness. Yes. That's a penny to them.
Yep.
But yeah, this was, I have a Swiftie in my house. My teenage daughter is a big Taylor Swift fan. I told her we were doing this and she was like, that's not even one of the major cases she's in. And I was like, why is she in so many legal cases? Maybe, I don't know. She's like, that's what you made me do.
I guess when you're that rich, you have a target, you know, that looks like dollar signs on your back. I just couldn't live like that.
Yeah, I don't.
But I guess there's a point where you just have so much money and probably so much insurance that you're just like, it doesn't really bother me anymore.
Yeah, I can't imagine that lifestyle. I know people say they want to be rich and famous, but there are big prices that come along with it. And I don't know. Looks like Mr. Fisher paid the price today. He could have just asked Taylor to pay it. She's like, I don't even know. Let me check the couch cushions for $1,000.
I mean, she should see that he's just a guy out there trying his best to do his job. And for some states, I don't know if it's where he was or not, like you only get paid if you're successful. So man's just out there trying to make a dollar and now it's going to cost him.
I don't know where this thing's going to go. This is obviously civil trial. It's not criminal. But we also saw the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard stuff on TV. If this goes to trial and Taylor Swift testifies and it's on television, it'll be the most highly rated trial of all time for television.
She just really needs to find an old Bronco to try to escape in beforehand. And that would be like the TVs would just blow up.
Of all the ideas you've had, I think that's the best one.
And then just blaring, look what you made me do the whole time.
I mean, no body, no crime. Am I right?
More money, more problems. I don't know.
It's a good one. In a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.